low levels of humidity. The next chance of rain will come tomorrow night when a low-pressure system approaches from the west. Highs today will range from the upper 70s in southern Michigan to the mid-80s across southern Missouri and western Kentucky. Lows tonight will range from the mid-50s in southern Wisconsin to the mid-60s in southern Missouri. The forecast for east central Illinois this afternoon, mostly sunny with a high of 80. The wind light and from the northeast. Tonight, mostly clear, the low 54. The wind will be light and out of the southeast. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, look for a high of 83. The wind from the southeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, there's a chance of evening showers and thunderstorms. Showers and thunderstorms are likely after midnight. The low 64, the wind light and from the southeast. Saturday, showers and thunderstorms are likely. We'll see a high in the low 80s, the wind out of the west from 5 to 10 miles per hour. Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and a low in the low 60s. Sunday, becoming partly sunny with a chance of showers. Expect a high in the upper 70s. Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low around 60. And the outlook for Monday and Monday night, mostly clear with a high Monday around 80 and the low Monday night around 60. Temperatures at noon central time across Illinois and Indiana ranged from the mid-70s to the low 80s. Everybody reporting some sunshine. In Rockford, it was 76 degrees, 78 at O'Hare and Bloomington, 77 at Mattoon. Carbondale reported 81 degrees. 76 degrees at South Bend at the top of the hour. Lafayette checked in with 78. It was 79 in Indianapolis, 76 at Terre Haute, 82 at Evansville. Willard Airport reported a mostly sunny sky at the top of the hour. The temperature 77. The dew point 54%. The relative humidity 44%. The wind calm. And the barometric pressure 30.03 and rising. And at 12:39, 77 degrees in Urbana on the campus of the University of Illinois.
Support for today's broadcast comes from the City of Urbana, presenting Urbana's Market at the Square this Saturday morning from 9 to 11 a.m. Sprouts at the Market is the market's monthly nutrition program for kids. Information online at urbanaillinois.us/sprouts.
A new lawsuit accuses publishers and Apple Computer of illegally fixing the price of e-books. NPR's Martin Costi reports from Seattle.
Class action litigator Steve Berman loves his Kindle, and he fondly remembers the days when e-books were cheaper.
I love getting $9.99 books. And all of a sudden, I'm looking at my thing going, why is everything $12.99? What happened?
A year and a half ago, five big publishers announced that they would start setting the price of their e-books instead of retailers like Amazon, which had been selling e-books below cost to attract people to the Kindle. It's legal for publishers to set the price unless they conspired to do so. Berman says they did with the help of Apple and the new iPad. The companies won't comment, but industry expert Mike Shatskin says the publishers had good reason to want to break Amazon's ability to dictate the price of e-books.
After a while, Amazon would say, you know, we're really tired of you guys charging us $15 for these books we sell for $10, so you know what, we're going to start paying you $6. And if Amazon had a big enough share of the business, they wouldn't have any choice.
Publishers are breathing easier now. Shatskin says since last year, Amazon's share of the ebook market has dropped from 90% to about 55%. Martin Costi, NPR News, Seattle.
It's been said he who plants a tree plants a hope. If that's true, there's a great deal of hope in the western Illinois city of Macomb thanks to an unlikely partnership. Rich Egger reports.
Akilah! Check those trees on this
Marshall,
side.
Marshall, get it over here.
It's a scorching hot summer day in Macomb. A one-ton Public Works Department pickup truck carrying a 300-gallon water tank is parked next to a grassy parkway. Members of Prime fill buckets and jugs, then carry the water to new oak and crabapple trees. They're making sure these small plants don't go thirsty. PRIME is an acronym for Pride and Responsibility in My Environment. The group meets on Saturdays during the summer to take part in community improvement projects. The kids in PRIME range from grade schoolers to high schoolers. The trees they're tending to are even younger. They were planted in mid-June thanks to an idea dreamed up by an Iowa man.
Dustin Hendricks?
Dustin Hendricks is finishing his master's degree in public administration at Western Illinois University. He's also a Peace Corps fellow and a member of the Iowa-based organization Trees Forever. Hendricks says trees usually should be planted earlier in the year, but when he learned about Prime, he wanted to find a way for its children to get involved.
Well, Trees Forever always seeks to not only work with local governments, but we try to tie the community together to bring together a group of people who are interested in trees, not just from a governmental standpoint, but people who are actually out there in the community realizing the benefit of trees. They're out there using the trees. They're using the green space around the community. They know what the benefits are.
So Hendricks, the city, and Prime all came together to plant much-needed trees in this part of town, right along the new subdivision, the Village at Wheeler. This was farmland just a few years ago, and there are still rows and rows of corn to the east and south of these homes. Trees Forever provided $3,000 to buy the new trees. It got the money from a U.S. Forest Service grant, which included one caveat.
We needed some volunteer labor, actually, to provide a match for this community grant, and they provide a perfect opportunity for that. And at the same time, they're being educated not only about the benefits of trees, but they're actually out here getting their hands dirty, planting trees, watering trees, mulching trees.
Prime's members include Jamisha Fulton and Jasmine Johnson. Planting and caring for these trees is more than a community improvement project for them. It's a learning experience.
We had to dig it to a certain length, and then, like, we had to make sure that the roots were, like, actual and, like, good places and everything so that we could put the wood chips and everything back over it and all that stuff.
Yeah, you can't bury it too deep unless it smother itself.
Yeah, and then it's, like, the dirt will all, like, gather up in one spot and it won't grow in that one spot, so it'll be, like, a short spot in the tree. Yeah, we learned that.
The person driving the city's pickup truck is Tim Howe. He became Macomb's first city forester more than a decade ago.
Of all the projects I've been involved with in terms of tree planting with this community since I started in 2000, this is probably the most rewarding because we actually involve the people of the neighborhood in planting their trees. You know, this is what community forestry is about. It's not just planting trees, but it's involving the community and planting the trees.
As the children in Prime grow and mature, so too will these trees. But by then, Dustin Hendricks will likely be long gone from Macomb.
I'm just finishing up my program here, so, you know, the job hunt is always interesting.
Hendricks does not know where he will put down roots, but he should know his short time in Macomb was well spent. These trees will eventually create a corridor of shade, something to be enjoyed by the people of this neighborhood and this community for a long time to come. Rich Ecker reporting.
Country music is popping up everywhere this summer. There's honky-tonker Eric Church, who tops this week's Billboard album chart. There's Blake Shelton, who markets himself as the classic good old boy, but has become a crossover celebrity as the judge on NBC's The Voice. And there's this song, a top 10 pop hit after weeks on the country charts.
Yeah, I'm chilling on a dirt road, laid back, swerving like I'm George Jones. Back in the day, Potts Farm was a place to go. Load a truck up, hit the dirt road, jumped a barbed wire.
That's Jason Aldean. Morning Edition host Renee Montaigne talked with NPR music critic Ann Powers about the new trends in country and the genre's changing of the guard.
So a country singer who slides right into rap. Well, what's going on with that?
Jason Aldean is a huge star in country right now, and he really exemplifies this new old style of doing country. He's traditional, yet totally living in the 21st century, crosses over into rap, yet he's very much the southern classic country guy, hat wearing, you know? That's what it's like right now in country.
And Jason Aldean coming really too from the Deep South.
Jason is from Macon, Georgia, based in Nashville now, but he represents this younger generation. They identify regionally, they embody family values in a lot of ways, but then it's not a big shock if they're interested in hip-hop or if they represent a more contemporary perspective.
That country singers would pick up on rap and maybe work with hip-hop musicians, that's not actually a totally new trend.
No, Tim McGraw had a record with the rapper Nelly. There have been other elements of hip-hop that have connected with country. What I think is new is the way these younger artists are so comfortable with both really connecting with hard country. and at the same time seeing no contradiction in throwing in a little rap.
But have embraced the rural country traditions more than, say, their immediate predecessors.
Well, we saw with artists like Tim McGraw and Faith Hill, or of course the great Garth Brooks, a movement toward a more, shall we say, cosmopolitan view in country, a more pop view in country for sure. Now, artists like Jason Aldean and Eric Church, for example, want to identify with a way of life that's about family values or about sort of old-fashioned storylines, but they're doing it in a way that really feels very right now.
Well, let's play a bit of a song by Eric Church called Homeboy.
Homeboy, you're gonna wish one day you were sitting on a gate of a truck by the lake with your high school fame on one size, cold beer on the other.
I think this song is a great example of what we're talking about because, of course, homeboy is a hip-hop term for your best friend, the person you hang out with, but Eric Church is using it in the sense of come on home, boy. It's a song directed from one brother to another, kind of a prodigal son coming back, working on the farm after trying life in the city. And the markers in the song are very much connecting to urban life in the 21st century. He has another one called Springsteen, which is about remembering being in high school. And instead of listening to, say, Hank Williams, they listened to Bruce Springsteen. And that is heritage for these artists as much as your classic country artists would be.
And what is the female equivalent to these guys? What's the good old girl equivalent?
Well, if there's any artist who epitomizes this new attitude in country music, it's Miranda Lambert.
Maybe he's in Texas, maybe this town, maybe Oklahoma, plowing up and down.
Miranda Lambert happens to be married to Blake Shelton, who appears on the television show The Voice, but she herself is the darling of Nashville. She's won many awards, her albums have been successful, and now she has a new project with two songwriting partners that's called Pistol Annies. It's coming out later this month, and this song, Boys from the South, really captures to me the spirit of these country artists we're highlighting today.
So, Ann, this is something of an anthem to the boys from the South, but I think we just heard why it wasn't quite as old-fashioned as it might seem.
Exactly. Having the line, I think I just might have to love them all, it's not quite Stand By Your Man, is it?
Well, not by your one man. Anyway.
Exactly. Liberated with.